Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 5, Impossibilities, Uncrossable Rivers of Life. We often find ourselves bogging down in our spiritual growth simply because the challenges before us look absolutely impossible. Such frustrations are not new. The one who composed this little chorus must have experienced those feelings too. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He does the things others cannot do. If you are not currently in such a bind, it will not be long until you will be. If things seem a little difficult today, just wait. They'll soon be impossible. Uncrossable rivers, untunneled mountains, and impossible circumstances really aren't unusual. How do you handle them? Where do you get the faith to meet them? Impossible scriptures. To put everything into the right perspective, I would like us to begin by looking at four key passages of scripture that address the subject of impossibilities. Two of them are in Jeremiah 32, and two are in the Gospel of Luke. The prophet Jeremiah wrote, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee." Jeremiah 32:17. Read that sentence again. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Do you realize that whatever thing or things you're calling impossibilities could be superimposed over what God says is nothing to him? Nothing. It's difficult to reconstruct in the English language the full color and impact of the Hebrew words used in this verse. The best we can do is to say, no, absolutely nothing for you is extraordinary or surpassing. The text begins with the strongest negative known to the Hebrew language. No, nothing, absolutely nothing for you, Lord, is extraordinary. What a statement to ponder. Jeremiah 32:27 is the second verse I want you to see. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Look at the last part of that verse a second time. Is anything too difficult for me? God is asking you to substitute your impossibilities for the word anything. You fill in the blank. The implied answer, of course, is absolutely not. Nothing is too difficult for me. You may be sitting there thinking, yeah, that may be true for Christians who have a lot of past miracles in their repertoires, but you don't know my situation. I don't have to know your situation. All I need to know, and all you need to know, is God and his promises. He is Lord, the bottom line of life, and nothing is too difficult for him. Next, look at Luke chapter 1, verse 37. I want you to connect those passages in Jeremiah with this message in Luke. It is an answer to Mary's question concerning her conception. An angel appeared to her and said, "You are going to bear the Christ child." She asks, "How can this be, since I am a virgin? How is that possible?" Do you recall the answer given to her? It's what we just read in Jeremiah. For nothing will be impossible with God. To make that statement practical, the word nothing can be replaced with your situation. Whatever it is not impossible with God. In Luke 18:27, Jesus Christ said, "The things impossible with men are possible with God." Close your eyes for a moment. I want you to think about that which seems most impossible. You have seen and read these four promises of God. Each has said virtually the same thing. Nothing is impossible with God. That includes your river, your mountain, any impossibility. Is it your business? Or your school? Or your marriage? How about keeping the house clean, keeping up with the wash, having a ministry with others, or healing strained relationships with people, will you ask the Lord to handle that specific impossibility and then leave it with Him in a faith that simply will not doubt? Do that right now, please. One impossible event. In John 6, we find not only a familiar event, but a unique one, for several reasons. First, it is the only miracle mentioned in all four Gospels, so it seems to be extremely significant to the Gospel writers, and certainly to the Lord Himself. Second, it is the only account in which Jesus asked the advice of someone else. Third, it is the only time Jesus performed a miracle before such a huge crowd.